My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Yeah, it pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit?
Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. Welcome back to another episode discussed on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast. For those who are listening to this on Spotify, just hear me out. If you're listening to this on YouTube, I'm going to try and attach the screenshot here. But if you have checked out some of the previous episodes this week, you know that this entire week, we are going over posts that are shared in the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group community by some of our group members in here. Okay. Recently, there has been some very good topics and very good comments from some of our guests in here and things like that and members. But we're just going post by post, just kind of putting the word out there for the public, for people who are listening with the same exact questions. Okay. So this person here posted a few days ago, which score will the banks use? Buying a home after summer, and all of these scores are from today. So she posted like two or three screenshots here, okay, of her credit scores, and they're all over the place. Looks like she has the FICO app, okay, it says 656. She has Credit Karma, which is 571. And then she has a 636 from the Experian app. Now, if you're listening to this on YouTube, you see where it says anonymous member. But of course, me being the admin of the group, I can see which person this is. So that's why I'm saying she. So just disregard that. But the reason there's six different scores here, okay? So let's go back here. This Experian app, for one, uses a FICO 8 scoring model, okay, but this is only on Experian. She used the FICO app and it says FICO score 658. Let me see if it shows a bureau. TransUnion, there we go. So this is a TransUnion credit report, which is different from Experian. Her TransUnion credit report may be higher than her Experian. She may have less negative items on TransUnion, which is why her score is 20 points higher, or more credit history reporting to TransUnion. Okay, so that's why her score is 20 points higher with the TransUnion credit report. You see here, FICO score 8 based on TransUnion data. And then you go to the Experian app, FICO score 8, which is the scoring model, based on the Experian credit report. So right there, we're comparing two different credit scores, okay? Credit Karma, let's see which bureau this is. This is TransUnion as of the same day, but a 571. So why is this score in the 500s and her other score is like 100 points higher for the same bureau? That's because it's two different scoring systems. Credit Karma uses a Vantage, which is the 3.0 model Advantage. You see here, scores calculated using Vantage Score 3.0. There's multiple models of Vantage. Vantage now has the 4.0 scoring system. If you look at the FICO app and the Experian app, they use the FICO score system, but model number 8. They also have multiple models of FICO, FICO 2, FICO 4, FICO 6, FICO 8, FICO 10. Each one gives a different credit score. Now her question is, which score would the banks use? Which is her real score? That's because, it's very confusing. But to relate to this question here, out of the two scoring systems, Vantage and FICO, mortgage lenders do not use Vantage scores. So if you want to be more accurate with your credit scores, download the FICO app or look at the Experian app or any type of app or credit monitoring service that provides the FICO scoring system. Okay. Vantage scores are usually used on like credit monitoring apps and Credit Karma and these apps and websites that allows you to check your credit scores for free. You're not ever going to find any type of mortgage lender to use the Vantage scoring system. So when it comes to mortgage applications, you want to judge your credit scores by a FICO scoring system. You know, I think they use FICO 8. That's why these apps use FICO 8. So that is all for this episode. Use the FICO scoring system, and I'll see you guys on the next one. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS, creditrepair.com.